there's a brand new commissioner and president for the United States Hockey League. Bob Prince was at that position for the past 6 years, but now Bob Follin is the main guy, and Bob joins us on the fan line. Hey, Bob, congrats on the new job.
Appreciate it very much. Looking forward to getting in the position here, digging in right now, started June 1st.
Tell us a little bit about where you're from. I know you've been involved with the hockey world for a long time.
Absolutely. Actually, my previous position was with the world's largest hockey manufacturer, Reebok CCM Hockey. And we, as a matter of fact, sponsor many leagues all over the world, including the NHL, AHL, and your own United States Hockey League. So I became very familiar with the league, both as a corporate partner of the league and obviously dealing with each individual team and our reps and working with the groups on making sure the players are outfitted in the proper equipment to maximize their safety.
Mm-hmm. I know anybody that knows hockey knows CCM and, yes. and just how much of a presence there is. But having that marketing and that business background, how much does that help in transitioning into ultimately what you're going to be asked to do with the USHL?
Well, you know, I really feel that, you know, the title of president and commissioner, you know, it sounds like a big deal, but it's really not. We're constantly trying to sell our brand and our game, and that's what I'm going to try to bring to the table for the league. I've been working in and around the hockey business for the better part of 25 years. I was the publisher of USA Hockey Magazine, which was the world's largest hockey magazine at the time and still is, and did all the marketing for the Hobie Baker Memorial Award for many, many years, and have stayed engaged in things as a volunteer. I'm on the board of directors for the High School Elite League here in Minneapolis-St. Paul, and just staying engaged. So it's really about selling our brand because, we maybe take it for granted. If you've been entrenched in the game, you know what the USHL is, you know what Tier 1 is, but, you know, it's really a constant effort to try to get people to understand that this is the finest league in North America for junior hockey players.
You know, Bob, when you look at the actual play and developing the cities, what are your thoughts as far as how the league is situated? From Sioux Falls to Chicago to Green Bay, all over the region, what are your thoughts about the league itself?
Well, you know, I think the league is in great shape, and a lot of, credit goes to Skip Prince, my predecessor, and Gino Gasparini before him. I mean, this league has really grown exponentially in terms of not only the value of the franchises themselves, but the skill of the players. You look at the kids that are coming out of this league now, virtually, 95-96% of the kids coming out of this league go Division I. Mm-hmm. And, look no further than what you're seeing on the NHL playoffs and the performances of some of the Division I players and some of these kids that are coming right from the USHL right into the National Hockey League. So it's recognized at the very top of the developmental ladder here in the United States and beyond.
Is it ultimately about getting kids to the NHL, or is it about advancing them to the college ranks and then to the NHL? Is there a precedent, a preference, one over the other, Bob?
Well, I think, it's really how we fit in the developmental ladder. You know, we'd love to send more kids directly to the National Hockey League, but realistically, I think in the developmental ladder in the U.S., it's really about, if you're playing high school hockey here in Minnesota or midget hockey in Chicago, you aspire to play Tier 1 Junior A, and you then aspire to play collegiate hockey and then hopefully move on to the pros. I think we take great pride in having that that option that if you're going to play Tier 1 in the United States, you do have the option to go play college hockey. If you play major junior in Canada, you don't. So What we're trying to do is to not necessarily disparage those opportunities elsewhere, but really kind of promote the path that, the USHL path gives you that option of playing college hockey and getting an education, because let's face it, 99% of the kids who play our game aren't going to ever draw a paycheck from it.
Thanks, Sioux Falls Stampede. I think we're up to, 18, 19 kids now that played for Sioux Falls at one time, now playing or at one time in the National Hockey League. So that is something certainly we've seen over the years, that there's been a big jump of these kids going to play Division I hockey, and then you never know what's going to happen once they get to Division I hockey. But I think the league has been it's a great league, although we have a couple of new teams coming in this year, right?
Absolutely. You got Bloomington, Illinois, and Madison, Wisconsin coming on board, bringing our total of 17 teams. We'd have an 18th, but our league champion in Indiana Ice is actually filed for a one-year dark period because of a building issue. So they don't really have a place to play. So our board this past weekend at our board meetings granted them a one-year dark period, and we're working hard with Indiana to make sure that we can develop a place for them to play.
When you guys are expanding, you know, sometimes you expand and you find out that maybe the business model might change a little bit, and some of the other franchises might not be able to survive for whatever reason. Sometimes it's out of their control. Is there any concern that if you do continue to expand and get bigger, that maybe there might be a little bit of an oversaturation and some of the other markets might not be able to compete?
Yeah, and you guys would be amazed. I mean, we've probably had 8 to 10 proposals from us, from 8 to 10 different markets last year, and I actually have read through them as part of my onboarding process with the league. And our league is going to continue to be extremely cautious in terms of expansion, because it's not just a marketing thing in the terms of the success of the business plan for an individual market. It's making sure that we maintain our Tier 1 status to have the very best players, the very best coaches, and the very best officials. Because, you know, even on the officials end of things, we have out of the hundreds that are in the United States hockey officiating development program, only 30 right now are really designated for officiating USHL games. So if we were to add two more teams, you're talking about 120 more games. We got to find the officials to do that. So we've been very, very careful about our growth. And as you guys had stated, it's not just the players and the coaches. It's about the success of the market and the building. I mean, what you guys have going in there in Sioux Falls right now is really elevating the bar for our league.
Well, we can't wait for the new arena to open up this fall, and we can't wait to see you there to show it off to you. It's going to be a great arena for the USHL. Yeah.
I had some of your owners share some photos with me at the board meeting, and my jaw just dropped. I mean, this is truly setting a new bar for our league, and I just really, give a lot of kudos to your ownership and Tom Garrity, the president and CEO, for really taking the league and the marketing of the league to a new level. I think you guys were well over 4,000 in paid attendance average last year, and my understanding is you guys are going to be shooting for 6 this year, which is absolutely amazing.
Hey, Bob, nice to talk with you. Nice to meet with you. We wish you the best as the president and the commissioner of the USHL, and we will talk again down the road.
Absolutely, guys. I very much appreciate it, and good luck to the Stampede this coming year.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate it. Bob Fallon joining us, the new president and commissioner of the USHL.